Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, it's Christmas time. I love it. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. That is staggering. Where do you read that? John 1:14. Thanks for asking. Let me tell you this. The Word, God, became flesh. He became one of us. Surely this is good news. He's Emmanuel, God with us. This is good news. And you know the story, how he came to Bethlehem, a little tiny village, and his parents, he's about to be born, and there's no room for him at the inn. He's a reject from the word go. And we've made the point in this series that Jesus loves the reject. Yeah, you may feel like the reject, and Jesus has a special place for you, for he came to his own, and his own received him not. Aye, but to as many as received him gave he the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And the shepherds came, and they were rejects from society. They welcomed him. And then the wise men came, and they welcomed him. They worshipped him. And they were considered unclean because they were foreigners. And you may feel unclean as you listen to me, but I want to assure you that the Lord Jesus will welcome you. And you've got to just come to him by faith. By faith. Tell him of your uncleanness. Let him cleanse you. Oh, let not conscience make you linger, or a fitness fondly dream. All the fitness Christ requires is to feel your need of him. Oh, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. But not everybody was glad when God showed up in the person of this little baby. Herod heard about this, and the child was born, and he hated the thought of it. And he got angry, and he got jealous, and he was exceedingly wrathful, and he planned to kill the little baby. Look, there's only two reactions to Jesus. Either number one, homage, worship, bow before him, fall before him, or hatred. It's still the same today. Now, if you welcome him, will you worship him? I'll ask you again, if you welcome him, will you worship him? When's the last time you lay before him and said, Jesus, I love you? Well, never mind even lying before him. When's the last time you said, Jesus, I love you? Love you. You and Jesus, just off on your own. Jesus, I love you. It's homage or hatred. Those are the two reactions. Probably McKee, I'm in the middle. I'm neutral. Don't get all excited about him, but I'm not against him. Revelation 3:15 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold, and I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Oh, what a terrible thing this Christmas to be spewed out of the mouth of the Savior. But he wants you to be hot or cold, not in the middle. Won't you come to him this Christmas time and worship him, bow before him, tell him you love him, trust him for your salvation. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.